So it seems like every Monday and Tuesday after a weekend of sports, they release the ratings and people are setting records like the NFL. It seems like every week was setting records, whether it be on a streaming service or over the air. Like all the networks were up this year. College basketball, men and women, the ratings are up. College football ratings were up. What is up with all of the records that are being set with TV ratings?
We're watching a lot of TV these days. We're watching a lot of sports.
I mean, sports are popular, but this is... I thought we were cutting cords. We were... Our attention was diverted. Sports is the only thing I watch live now. Everything else I catch up on.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's, you know, I mean, most shows we binge.
Yeah, I'm not on a TV show's agenda.
Sports are the only ones that I really watch live. Yeah. But sports on TV are really good. Ratings are going up all the time. People are setting records. Like the men's and women's basketball tournament is doing really, really well. Women's basketball, as expected. People love watching Caitlin Clark. 4.9 mil watched Iowa, West Virginia. If Iowa LSU play in the Elite Eight, those ratings will be through the roof.
Especially given what happened last year.
Well, and then what's to come with possibly Kim Mulkey.
Yep, who, there's that part of
it, I think
it'd
be fantastic if the Washington Post released that story while LSU was in the air traveling to Albany. That's what the Big Ten did to Harbaugh.
That's true.
He was in the air, and they decided on Harbaugh. Yep. Why not? Why the Washington Post?
Yeah.
You know, they figure out when LSU is taking off.
There's other reasons for flight tracker.
They're in the air, and they release the story on Kim Mulkey.
And then when she turns the phone on when they get off airplane mode.
Bob says, he goes, my only complaint with, well, he first prefaces and says, I'm a basketball fan, men and women. I support all the local teams. Just kind of parsing through this. Oh, he goes, I support all the local teams. I go to men's and women's games at Omaha and Creighton. So I like basketball. It doesn't matter which side. My only complaint against women's basketball and my fear is they've spent so much time making Caitlin Clark a singular focus of the coverage that what will it do to the sport when she is gone? I think it's a fair question.
It is.
It has, and you know, we're all chasing the bag. ESPN is smart. ABC is smart. The more Caitlin Clark, the more eyeballs, the more revenue. They don't want to see her go out. Okay. Somebody at Buffalo Wild Wings hit the button the other night at Carver Hawkeye and said, No.
Yep.
The ladies from Country Roads need to go back because we can't have them winning. Because they understand. Yeah. It's a revenue stream.
Yep.
I think what she has done on the women's side to grow the game and the audience, and you know, you hope it's not only just TV, but more people are, you know, younger girls are realizing that this is a possibility, and they're picking up a basketball, or they're furthering their career. I think what she has done is brought more attention to the women's game that we watch Iowa, and then we go, man, that was kind of fun. Let's watch UCLA Creighton.
Yeah.
I got to look at the athletes that are on the floor. Look at the shot making. Oh, let's watch USC Kansas. Juju Watkins.
Yep.
Hey. You know what? There's a possibility she can be playing at PBA next year.
Pass the baton to her.
And you started the day by watching Paige Becker. So I get the singular focus, but hopefully the audience has stuck around and they become a fan of women's college basketball, women's sports, that they just don't follow one player. But there is that fear that when she goes to the WNBA, less people will pay attention to women's basketball. Now, in Iowa, I think people will still go to the games, but... Yeah, that's a fair thing that we won't know until next year and the year down the road.
And that's why I hope it continues with Juju Watkins, and that's why I hope we continue to promote the players. Because my question to that response would be, what would you have them do when you do have a generational talent and you know that it is a draw? You don't want to scale that back. You got to ride that momentum. It's kind of putting your eggs into one basket. But I would agree with you, Gary. I would hope in the process of doing so, where you have this lineup that does involve Caitlin Clark and the Hawkeyes playing West Virginia, but you also have some of the best players around her and players that are going to be back next year, like a Paige Beckers and like a Juju Watkins, that you have now been exposed to them enough. And then once Caitlin Clark moves on to the WNBA, you will have the same type of exposure and promoting of those individuals and others that come along too. That this, because this does go down to that trickle-down effect of what you talked about earlier with the amount of young players, young athletes, we'll say that, young athletes that maybe pick up a basketball every now and then, shoot around in their driveway or someone else's driveway, but now they say, I want to be Caitlin Clark. And it's just like when I was growing up and we all wanted to be, I want to make the game-winning three-pointer like Larry Bird, or I want to be like Michael Jordan. And you start maybe pursuing more of that sport because of those players, and they drive you. And all of a sudden, before you know it, with all of the resources that are available and all the specialty camps, you start to develop more of those players, that you see more of them, and that just naturally grows the game where you have more Caitlin Clarks, more Juju Watkins, more Paige Beckers, and that's great for the game. Now, the other part about the villain...
We do have them in the game. They just needed the exposure.
Thank you. And that's maybe the better way to put it. The other part about the villain, though, and this is why I also think this is a good thing for women's basketball, is I know that I've done this many times, tuned into a game that my team is not currently involved in, but they're playing against a rival or a villain. And you tune in specifically because you want to see them lose. Yep. You want that satisfaction to see them lose. So not everybody who's tuning in to watch Caitlin Clark is all on the 22 train.
All right, John writes into the Equitable Bank inbox, I don't like basketball, men's or women's. I don't like Caitlin Clark.
Jeez.
Ben, all right. Ben tweets at us, Caitlin Clark is the perfect player to center the game around. She is very easily hateable, which draws eyes, and she's talented, which draws eyes. No downside. That's exactly... That you have that
the polarizing effect.
That is the star quality.
Yep.
Is you love them and you hate them. Most importantly, they're really, really good at what they do.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Hopefully, this will be really, really good for the next five names that are to be announced. Our censored 16-20 contest.
Yes, the censored 16.
Where we give out individuals, get a team in the tournament. About to tell you that somebody has UConn.
Yep.
They are about to have their name announced, so would you like to do what you do?
I will do what I do. Okay, our first name, they will be representing Clemson, Brad Brownell. That will be the name Andrew Duncan. Congratulations to Andrew Duncan. You are now a Clemson fan. Declan McElroy, you are an Arizona fan. You get Arizona. Russell Locker, Lockie, L-O-C-K-E. Russell, you've got San Diego State. Sarah Gries.
Greece.
Sarah Greece. You've got UConn. Congratulations, Sarah. And Michael Pranther, you've got Alabama. So those are our five. You've got five more during Connor's show, and then five more during... Actually, you got six during Connor's show, and then we'll have five more during Unsportsmanlike Conduct this afternoon.
All right. So good luck to those five and all 16. The person that has Creighton will be announced on USC this afternoon.
That's true. Yes. See, we know. We can look ahead. Just can't tell you.
You should just give all 16 names right now.
Should. What are they going to do? Ground you?
Oh, they're going to be in Vegas. Those guys are going to be in Vegas today. It's one less thing for them to have to worry about.
Is USC from Vegas?
Yeah. Yeah, Josh and Nick are out there.
But who's doing middays?
I don't know if Josh is
doing a midday show today.
I don't know if they're going to be in place to do it. So it might be the Josh Adson show. And then I know Connor's going to join Josh Peterson and Nick Grimm this afternoon. And then from what I understand, tomorrow is basically from 10 to 6 will be
live from the Bunny Ranch.
Josh, Connor, and Nick Grimm.
How do you not know your HBO? The Bunny Ranch is nowhere near Las Vegas.
Well, they can drive up there.
Yeah, it's well off the strip.
I'm sure there's several establishments in Las Vegas. No, it's
well, Bunny Ranch is outside of Reno.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Well, technically, I'm right. It's well off the strip. Hey,
maybe you're right.
Maybe it's good for you that you don't know where the Bunny Ranch is.
Yeah, that's true. I did watch that show on occasion.
We all did.
Favorite character?
I don't remember names.
Air Force Amy?
Oh, that's right. Air Force Amy. Yeah.
It's a great name.
I do remember that name now that you bring it up.
She was like one of the main characters, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't have HBO back in the day, but I did.
So you heard?
But I heard about the show.
Oh, okay.
Long live Dream On.
Because Dream I wanted On to meet, what was his name? What was the guy that ran the place? He passed away.
Oh, yeah, big dude. I feel like it was John.
Yeah, he dated the people that worked there.
Yeah. Yeah, they're all like his women's. And he did have the, he called the madam. The madam was his wife, I think. And then...
Mother.
Yeah.
Wow.
If I remember correctly, it's been a long time since I saw that
show. What are there, Jimmy? You would know. What? 3 seasons of Cat House on HBO?
Looking it up.
I didn't have HBO, my ass. Yeah, you did.
Oh, we had it. We had all of them.
Oh, I'm talking about Gary. I think Gary's played off. He knows.
First episode, June 16, 2005.
2005?
No. Okay. I was the same person that
you saw
on Friday nights where you would try and get Cinemax through the snow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You were doing that in your 20s?
I went and got that live.
All right. Cat House ran 9 years from 05.
Oh, really? Wow. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is it still open?
Yeah, it is still open.
Is it? Okay.
Because I was in that part of the country this summer.
Okay.
In the Sacramento area, Lake Tahoe. They do advertise.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Good.
On bus benches.
They just don't have a show. That show had to do wonders.
They could sponsor our show.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Dylan Travis going to join us here in about 10 minutes. Quick break. We'll come back with more. Wait till you hear what I'm about to do.
I know. I just saw what it is.
1620, The Zone.